I have a story that struck me today as one deserving of a follow-up with an interview. A Princeton woman says she is literally the victim of a modern-day witch hunt. Julie Carpenter says she was fired from her job as a school bus driver, and her neighbors are requesting her eviction because of her religious beliefs as a self-proclaimed witch. Julie Carpenter is the wife of Jonathan Sharkey, a vampire who is campaigning for governor. "I can't sleep. My appetite's gone. I haven't eaten in a couple of days," says Carpenter. She says she never had a problem with her job until last week when she happened to mention that she was a witch. She says her employer considers her a great driver. She's been driving a bus for 5 years. She never once discussed being a witch with any of the kids she drove around. She says, "I got to know him on a personal level, treated him with respect. My goal has always been to treat others as I would like to be treated." The Princeton School District requested she have no contact with students whatsoever, that she is not a role model. The district says it can legally request her removal. "We have the right, if we feel somebody is not what we want them to be with children, we have the right to let them go." That's the story from the district. Civil rights attorney Larry Leventhal says both parties may have convincing cases. Welcome to the air now, Julie Carpenter. Hi, Julie.
Hello.
Who did you happen to mention you were a witch to?
Actually, I never used the word witch. I'm a pagan.
So who used the word witch?
The school district.
Well, that's not fair. Now, hang on a second. Is that true? You never used the term?
I don't refer to myself as a witch. I refer to myself as a pagan.
All right, now hang on a second, because if that's true, we got problems right off the bat here, because this is a five eyewitness news story I have in front of me. It says she was fired, and her neighbors are questioning her religious beliefs as a self-proclaimed witch. So you didn't proclaim yourself as a witch?
No.
Well, I got a beef with a reporter downstairs, then, if that's true.
I call myself a pagan.
A witch, obviously, is more fun in the media to play with.
Of course, especially when the school district on their letterhead paper used the word too.
Mm. So you are a pagan. Now, paganism is even recognized in the military. Chaplains dealing with people in the service been told by the U.S. government that they have to recognize paganism. So they work with soldiers who express pagan beliefs, as sure as they work with Christians.
There's pagans over there right now fighting with our troops.
Yeah,
putting their lives on the line with the Christians.
As long as they don't drive a bus. What I'm curious about is, how did it get out?
It got out when Jonathan was up on the podium and he identified me as a pagan.
So just identifying you, he's running for governor?
Yes.
And identifying you as a pagan got the school board in Princeton. Is Princeton, I don't know a hell of a lot about that part of the state, is that an area run by fundamentalist Christians pretty much?
I would say so. See, some of the people at work, you know, I wear, it's a pendant called a triple goddess symbol. And to me, it's a symbol like a cross to a Christian. And so it would be...
Is this a pentagram?
No.
Oh.
It's got a circle and then two moon crescents on each side.
Oh, okay.
But
so you're,
asked what that is, and I would, you know, I'm asked, being asked what it is, and I'd say it's a symbol of my faith. Well, what's your religion? And so I'd answer, but nothing like that ever happened on the bus while I was working.
So paganism being in line with sort of the ancient Celts, the Druids, a belief system going back long before Christianity. We're talking about a nature religion here, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it's something that wouldn't be that far removed from a lot of your New Age religions, although this is a very old age religion. This goes back quite far, and it's something that you could say is, well, I suppose the closest thing to it would be, that people might be familiar with, would be some of the Native American spiritual beliefs.
Also, some of our founding fathers were also deists.
Which seems to be different to me from what you're talking about.
Yeah, but a lot of people have the misconception that this country was founded with Christianity in mind.
Well, and we certainly know that there's supposed to be some recognition of the right of everybody to practice whatever belief they want. But apparently down there, it is legal, according to the civil rights attorney, Larry Leventhal, if the district can prove that that believing what you believe involves what he says is a series of actions that puts children in jeopardy, then they have a case. I don't know how they're going to do that. For some reason, Larry Leventhal thinks both parties have convincing cases here. I don't know how he feels the school district is going to show that you're putting the kids in jeopardy.
I'd like to see how they attempt to do that, too, because I don't know how a person can get something threatening out of a religion that celebrates life.
Now, we just glossed over this briefly, but your husband's a vampire.
Yeah.
That perhaps, I mean, that's the guy who's going to have a tougher time driving a school bus, I think.
He's not applying for a job.
Right, but I mean, say he wanted to, you know, run a daycare center, run a school bus or something. But the vampire thing, I think all of a sudden we're shifting gears there, because there isn't as much of a long history of vampirism that I'm aware of.
But then they also have to be kind of careful in regards to, what is it, a 42 U.S.C. Section 163 about discrimination under the color of law.
So what you're actually arguing here is they're getting at you because of him.
Private life. They're getting at what I'm doing when I'm not on the clock.
No, but you, or actually it's your husband who's making this claim in this story. He thinks they're getting at him by going after you.
That's what it seems like.
So who would be going after him? Who's got it in for your vampire husband?
Probably people that are afraid because they don't know him, they don't understand. They think that just because I'm associated with him that I might be a vampire too, and I'm not.
Now, he actually calls himself a vampire. You avoid the term witch, which I think is wise.
Yeah, it's a negative derogatory word that was just, you know, it just doesn't sit right with me.
He goes with the term vampire. I didn't realize he was running for governor. Oh, what's his platform?
His platform involves subsidies and grants for farmers, same thing for homeschoolers, because as far as I know, there's nothing out there to help homeschoolers. They're like caught between public and private school.
I guess I've been holding off on this question long enough. Just how exactly is he a vampire?
Well, in the fact that he does ingest blood, and, well, I cut, you know, when you cut your finger or you burn yourself, you know, you stick it in your mouth. Well, I was kind of stupid when I was doing the dishes, and I do my silverware first, and then I do the plates and stuff. Well, then I reached under the, because I, you know, pulled the plug out of the sink, sliced my finger open.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that, and it hurt. You know, just thinking about it just makes me, ouch. But, and he saw that I was hurt, and he was worried that I was hurt bad, and, you know, I was going to put it in my mouth, and he grabbed it, and he's like, stuck it in his mouth.
That's how he became a vampire?
No. No. You would have to ask him that.
Is he around?
Yeah.
Could I just ask him that briefly, as long as he's right there?
Jonathan.
Mom, there's a ladder.
There are kids in the house?
Yes, I have. I'm a mother.
No, I'm sure the kids are fine, but I'm starting to think it might be the vampire thing that has the school board freaked out. I'm starting to think in that direction. I don't think it's the paganism.
Well, on the letter that the school board gave me, Jenna, no, honey, you can't come in. I'm talking to someone. At this time, the Princeton School District is requesting that Julie Carpenter be removed from driving and having contact with students. It's our opinion that she does not serve as a role model, nor is suitable to perform transportation services for the Princeton School District in light of recent media reports that her husband/friend to be vampire who's running for office, public office, and Ms. Carpenter informing other bus garage employees that she's a witch. So So it's they're using both. They're using him.
Now, you never use the term witch at all?
No, sir.
Oh, those dogs. Let me talk to vampire guy.
I think the reason why they were using it is because the school district used it, and they probably thought that it was okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can I speak with Jonathan briefly?
Yeah.
Okay. What was the whole deal with the finger thing?
No. It's a Christmas card from another driver.
Oh, wow.
From bus number 31. Here he is.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to ask you a question about when I cut my finger.
Hello, how are you?
Hi.
How's doing there?
Real good. My name's T.D. Mischke, and as I was talking to your wife about her situation, because your name was also mentioned in the story, and because you seem to think this is also an attempt to get at you through her, I thought I'd bring you on briefly. Is that okay?
Sure, that's fine, sir.
How'd you become a vampire?
My bloodline on my father's side is from Romania, and it's actually his mother, my father's mother's side, and they are all practicing vampires, and those who are sanguinary and feeders are very well off as far as living into their late years, as in 100, 105, uh-huh. 120.
Has Hollywood done a fair job of representing you folks?
No, the only thing I think they've ever really done good is, I think the movie Underworld is a good, you know, because you don't see the vampires flying around or turning into bats and stuff. Mm-hmm. The part with the werewolves, you know, that's Hollywood. But the way Kate Blankenship, I think that's how you say her last name, is portrayed as, you know, the Hollywood maybe does the thing with the changing of the eyes, which is something that really doesn't happen. And in my case, I do have an interesting teeth line on my upper and lower jaw.
Uh-oh.
Which is being filmed, which was put in the film that they're doing on the documentary. So people will actually get to see that I do kind of have very sharp canine teeth. And most people only have like two, what I call canine teeth, on the bottom of their jaw.
Yeah.
I have four.
Yeah, and what do you suppose those teeth are for?
What I feed, unless somebody cuts themselves, my top two teeth meet up perfectly with the bottom two canine teeth, and it's what I use to puncture the skin.
What skin?
On either a woman's neck, forearm, or one of my other feeding places, which I don't think I could talk about on the air.
What do you think your chances are in the gubernatorial race?
I have a very strong 13-point platform.
I just meant the fact that
I am against drug dealers and terrorists, so once uh-huh. I kind of explain to people that I am not a, you know, demonic, evil creature like you see vampires portrayed in the movies.
No, but there is a desire on your part to, I think you just said it, to bite people.
I only feed on women that I am romantically involved with. The one good thing Hollywood has done for us is that they've made the feeding on your lover a very romantic and erotic thing. I've been in events in New York, black tie dinner events, and had women realize who I was and come up to me that I don't even know, wanting me to bite them. And I kind of look at them like, lady, I don't know you. You know, this is kind of a intimate.
Yeah. So what's interesting in that particular situation is you look at them as though they're weird.
No, I don't. I don't look at anybody as they're weird. That's the one good thing about real vampires. We don't judge people.
No, you're really not in a position to. What I'm curious to know is, what do you tell the kids?
Explain.
Well, you have children. When they ask about your history, your life, your ancestral...
My three children are very well aware of my history, and they fully embrace it, though none of my sons are involved in vampirism. My mother was a practicing Hecate witch, and ironically, my daughter Danielle is developing powers of the craft, per se.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But she has nowhere near anything involving vampirism.
Mm-hmm. How many of you guys are there, say, in the metro?
I have no idea. I've never actually counted. ABC's 2020 last August did a great show on us, and so did A&E back in October. And people that have seen that hopefully have a better understanding of what we are and what we represent.
What happens if say, tomorrow you just decide to give up on the whole blood thing and go with, you know, the regular food pyramid?
Oh, I eat the regular food pyramid.
Well, what if you just stick with that?
Well,
is that all right, or?
No, it's not. You know, it's part of me. It's part of what I am.
Does it have to be?
Yeah. I've been feeding off of blood for so long, it would be kind of like taking it, you know, away from me. I'm not an addict, but it's...
Sounds, like I said,
when you got to think, my ancestors, my father's relatives especially, have lived as high as 120 years old. What's the oldest relative you guys have ever had?
Well, my ancestors were alcoholics. That doesn't mean I necessarily want to continue that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they like the booze.
My father, that's why he died probably at 49 and a half due to the cancer.
And I'll tell you, what's a real crime, given what you've just said, is in this country it's far more acceptable to have a beer on the weekends than to just bite someone and have blood, and yet you guys are the guys outliving the alcoholics. There's a strange, strange standard there.
Well, do you know that there is a universal vampire church? It's if you go www.vampirechurch.com, there is actually, we are an organized religion, hence protected under the First Amendment of the Constitution, and when people oppose that, they show that they're nothing more than communists.
Jonathan, I think your wife got a raw deal. I think if she's been a good bus driver for years, treated the kids with respect, not talked about her particular religious beliefs with them, I think she shouldn't have been yanked from her job. You, however, jury's out on you. I mean, in my mind right now, I just never have encountered anything like what you're talking about. Is there any reason to believe that your desire for blood could become problematic if you didn't have a romantic partner available to you?
He handed me back the phone. He thought that you were done.
Oh, no, I wasn't.
I'm sorry.
I mean, is there any concern? Because he says he's got to have blood, period. So what happens
if... I thought we were done. Forgive me, sir.
Well, what happens if... what happens if you don't have a romantic partner? Is there any reason to believe you could be of danger?
No, I've never fed on anybody who didn't want to be fed. Women find the vampire lifestyle to be very sensual, very
But that could be just a fad. That could end. And what happens if it ends? What happens if tomorrow you wake up and the gals all of a sudden are turned off to it based on some hygienic concerns or something? Where are you going to get your blood?
In reality, Julie just corrected me some, because some women don't find it erotic, but a lot of women I know do.
Uh-huh.
In reality, there are what is called in the vampire community donors, people who willingly give their blood for vampires to drink.
Now, this isn't someone screwing around at the Red Cross out the back door or something. This is legitimate?
This is legitimate. The blood is tested and everything else. I mean, you have to think about it. It's a transfer of bodily fluids. Though I don't have any diseases, if I was to feed upon a woman who had AIDS or whatever, I would probably end up getting it.
Well, and that, of course, is going to hurt the longevity with you. With you.
Possibly, you know, if all of a sudden a vampire is able to defeat the AIDS virus, then I think
then you'd be a hero.
They're going to be testing.
We'll put you on our money, on our currency then. I'm out of time. Fascinating discussion with both you and Julie, but as I mentioned, in her particular case, given the U.S. Constitution, I think she got a raw deal, and I hope she gets her job back.
I do too, sir. Thank you very much for having us, and hopefully people will check out my website, www.jonathanforgovernor.us.
All right, sir. Thank you. I'm sure one or two people will. Coming up on the top of the hour, 6 o'clock means an ABC News national update.